Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time of day it is for you, I want to say thank you for being present and listening to another edition of Beyond Fear, the audio connection. I'm your host, Dwight Vidal, and I'm grateful that you are here. So let's get started. This week, I wanted to discuss a few things that are on my mind. The first is the power of community. I also want to interrogate this idea of place, and I need to also acknowledge and honor the fact that it is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. So let's start off with the power of community. That has been challenged by COVID. The places in which people are able to re-energize, to find love, to find comfort, has been put on halt for almost a year now in the United States. Coupled with the pandemic of COVID, we are also dealing with really challenging times as racial injustice continues to be highlighted and demonstrated in really awful and disgusting ways. And we don't have places to go. Many folks do not have the ability to connect with extended family or to connect with religious spaces, mosques, churches, synagogues. They are unable to find each other and find that solace that exists within that. There is power in community. There is healing in community. And our ability to not be in community is really pushing on who we are as people. And the thing that I keep coming back to as I think about the power of community is how much of our spaces where we find comfort is built on trust. And I've been chewing on this idea of trust being built in small moments. And it's also built on our ability to trust ourselves. So as we think about community, how are we able to be present for people, present for our loved ones? How do we show up for them, even though we may not be able to actually be in the same space? Again, something that I'm thinking about and really trying to figure out, how can I continue to show up for people? Because I know I need that nourishment that comes from laughter, that comes from joy, that comes from having a space to be vulnerable and just share my thoughts freely with those who I trust will hold that and hold me. The second thing that I want to talk about is place. So I'm currently reading Isabel Wilkerson's, Caste. And throughout the book, she keeps referring to know your place and how people of lower castes, so whether we're talking about the Indian caste system or we're talking about Nazi Germany or if we're talking about the United States of America society and black folks in particular, right? The lower castes were punished when they got out of place. And the part that strikes me each time I see that word place, know your place. This person was lynched because they got out of their place. I keep thinking about the fact that we don't have an alternate possibility. We don't have a place that is different than what we're used to. And I would argue that that alternate possibility, that space that is different is where freedom lies, right? Part of the reason why I named this blog, this podcast, Beyond Fear, is because I deeply believe that the place that we yearn for, where freedom, creativity, love exists abundantly, lies beyond fear. And that requires imagination and creativity. And our current reality has predetermined and strictly enforced places based on identity. So who you are and who you can be and what you can do is determined often by one's race, gender, class, ability, sexuality, religion, age, family structure, and so many other ways in which we identify. Again, as we think about the power of community, can we reimagine a place where we can find freedom? And the last thing that I want to do in this episode is I want to take a moment to honor and recognize Martin Luther King Jr. I want to be very up clear and blunt with people that Martin Luther King Jr. was not a saint. And I have a problem with the sainthood that has been draped across his shoulders and across his legacy. It removes his humanity. It removes the fact that he was just like us and faltered and made mistakes and loved his family and was loved by others and laughed and did all of these things. Instead, the picture that we have is this towering, charismatic leader that has been, like I said, almost donned a saint. And in doing that, I think people also forget how radical he was, right? At the time of his death, he had a very low approval rating because he named racial injustice in a very real way. He did not allow for white supremacy to exist in the background. And for doing that, for naming a problem that he saw and experienced, and so many people saw and experienced, he was assassinated. And I think that people oftentimes are quick to grab onto his I Have a Dream speech and to use his quotes to talk about how Black Lives Matter movements and different people, he would, you know, MLK would be disgusted because he talked about nonviolence. Yes, he did talk about nonviolence. And at the same time, he also recognized that folks had to find ways to protest, to name the different challenges that existed because of the racist, white supremacist society that we live in. That's what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wanted us to fight for. And his dream is still a dream, and we have to continue to work towards that. And we have to do that by recognizing his humanity and his radical personality and move away from putting him on this holier-than-thou pedestal that so many folks are quick to put him on. Those are just a few things that are on my mind. I hope that you can share in the comments some thoughts that you have. And as always, do something dope for yourself today.